Hey, I'm here at the third annual Round Valley History Day with Donna Van Bushnell, one of the founders. Donna, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us. What inspired you to start Round Valley History Day?
Well, I was approached with the idea from Mitzi Frazier, and we, for years, have shared history, and she has some history from that I was always intrigued with and vice versa. So she said, why don't we share our history and have a History Day in Covelo? So that's what initially started it.
And we're over here at the Round Valley Methodist Church. Has this always been the location for the event?
Yes. Yes, and Mitzi said earlier today, she said, do you think we've outgrown it? And I don't feel we have. I feel there's room, you know, being here at the church, which is over 100 years old, there's a lot of history.
So that seems appropriate as a place to have a history-oriented event.
Exactly.
As we know, Covelo has a really rich and at times very painful history, so it's important for folks to be able to gather and share. People have a lot of historical documents here today. They have old newspapers, photographs. We saw some portraits today that were drawn of Native Americans here, you know, many, many years ago. We've had guest speakers. We're going to have music. And I'm curious, because you're such a history buff here in Covelo. You run this famed Facebook group, Covelo Back in the Day, super popular. Is there anything that you saw here today that you haven't seen? Or did you learn anything new you didn't know about before?
I have learned a gentleman who, last name of Cotting, had posted pictures that I had no clue there was another library, a very small library across from where the library is today, that was connected to the Women's Club. And history of Main Street and Commercial Street, there's been three different fires that have wiped out Covelo, rebuilt. And that is my interest in seeing the downtown more than anything, what used to be here, what used to be there. Mitzi and I are close, and we try to keep everything real even. You know, we just try to keep, we feel everybody is one. And that's kind of why we decided to keep it here, too, because it's the grounds here are historical, and I just, you get the vibe. I have seen some pictures today that I'm really excited to see. So I got my little camera out. I'll have those documented on the Covelo page sometime, at some point.
And as a resident of Covelo, I can agree with you that it is amazing to see the old photographs of buildings. There's so few public buildings in Covelo today, but looking at these archives, I can tell at times there were just an incredible amount of structures.
It was booming, too.
Right. It was booming, and with the propensity for fire we have in our area and a lot of buildings being made of wood, these buildings really do just get wiped out with no trace. So it's really valuable to look
at
the photos.
It is. You think about, I mean, luckily the Cal Fire is here, but when the whole town burned, well, I don't know if it was the whole town, but in 1963 there was a huge a mercantile where, I believe, I think it's where Western Auto is, that block was this massive store, and then behind it everything burned. And I don't remember any of that. I do remember the hotel though when that burned. That was horrible. And then the whole, I guess it's the east side of town, but I feel that it's making a comeback. I think people are, you know, putting businesses in now, all the little restaurants that are mobile. I mean, if that's what they have to do, and then take them home at night. My long-term goal is to have a mini museum here that, you know, we could keep stuff in, and it's going to have to be made out of bricks. Because my fear every night not living here would be something would happen to it, you know. But that's actually a futuristic thing that we've talked about, so.
So you just mentioned you don't live here now, but you clearly have a very deep history with the Valley. Would you mind sharing with our listeners what your connection is to Round Valley?
My connection goes from 1800s. My great-grandparents were born here, like at Summit Valley and Holes Valley, and then they migrated here. In 1922, I believe, the Shell Station was built, which is still standing, by the way. It's still here. We had cattle, you know, we had ranches out in the mountains, and I pine for Covelo. I mean, I've lived all over the place, and this is where I always want to come back to. I get homesick for Covelo. Being gone 40-some years now, you know, it's always home to me. And my mother still lives here, and my brother, so I get to come back, you know, and visit them, and lots of friends here, too.
Thank you so much,
You're
Donna.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. I'm here with Mike, Michael, Susan, and Allison from the Castanello family, and they traveled quite some way to participate in Round Valley History Day. Would you all like to say hi and tell me a little bit about your connection to the Valley?
Hi, I'm Allison.
I'm Michael.
I'm Mike.
I'm Susan.
And what brought you guys here today to Round Valley History Day?
Okay, my mother was born here in town, and we used to come when I was very young to do some vacationing here and spend time here. And my great uncle owned a store here. So I have the kids and my wife to come up and kind of see where my family was from.
How long has it been since you visited?
It's been over 60 years. This town has completely changed. I wouldn't know where anything was at now.
65 years.
Yeah.
What does it feel like to be back today?
It's fun. We had a great time. Met a lot of people who had some good stories to tell, and we actually ran into a couple of pictures that we didn't expect to run into, and so yeah, we had a great time.
You guys also brought a really interesting church cookbook with you.
One of the churches put it out. My dad's oldest sister, Trudy, has had it in her possession all these years. And she recently decided that, you know, she should recopy the pages because the book's kind of fragile now.
From 1921.
So, yeah. Yeah, you know. Yeah, but, you know, if it was made today, it wouldn't have lasted at all. You know, so, but it was just something we thought we'd bring. And, you know, we obviously now found the right home for that, for the copy of that book, you know, at the library, so other people can enjoy it.
Is there anything you guys want to say about your experience today or interesting things you saw?
I just want to say, you know, that the people are all really friendly, and you see a sense of pride, right? I mean, you see where people came from, and they're proud of that fact. And I think that's, we're from a bigger city, and I think that kind of gets lost with population.
Definitely. Where are you guys from?
We're from Concord in the Bay Area.
Okay. Yeah, so that's pretty far. Thanks for coming all this way.
3.5
hours.
Thanks
for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. The cookies were wonderful.
Great.
Cookies were outrageous.
Certain priorities aren't the
same. This has been Jen Procacci reporting for KMUD.